You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Good evening, Misha Tropp. Welcome to SBS Malayalam.
Thank you, Matt.
Misha, you serve Kerala dishes in an Australian pub. Isn't it a risky decision to start a business which is quite different from what usually is seen in an Australian pub?
Yeah, for sure. The idea came, I had been working in a bunch of restaurants in Melbourne, and every month I'd been doing pop-up dinners, cooking South Indian food, mainly Keralan food. And we got to a point where we needed something more permanent so that we could do it on a more regular basis. I have some friends who have connections to the Rochester Hotel, and we had a conversation probably a year and a half ago now about doing something at the pub, and that never, actually probably that was 2 years ago, and that fell through. And about 6 months later, they got in touch and talked about doing something a bit more permanent. And so we started working on it at the start of 2018, and we launched in May of last year.
So can you mention a few names of the dishes from Kerala that you regularly serve at the pub?
At the moment, we've just written a new menu. So every 2 to 3 months, we update the menu. Currently on the menu, I've got a fish nadan, cabbage thoran. We've got a prawn fry, a ghee roast chicken. On the previous menu, we had a okra teal. We had a sprouted mung bean thoran. It's constantly changing.
So you have a cabbage thoran in the pub?
Yes, correct. Okay.
Can you explain a bit about the response from your, you know, people who come to the pub trying cabbage thoran in a pub?
I guess from my perspective, we have a range of different customers. We have some Indian families that come in who are really excited to try, I guess, more regional cuisine, because there isn't a huge option for like home style regional cuisine done to a high standard in Melbourne, and it's hard to find. And then we have, I guess, people who live in the city of Melbourne who are constantly looking to try new things and new experiences. I guess cabbage thoran for me is something that I grew up with my mum cooking for me when I was a kid, and so there's a lot of memories to it.
Okay, so talking about how you learned preparing cabbage thoran, can you explain a bit more about your connection with Kerala?
So cabbage thoran was something that mum cooked a lot when I was young. She didn't cook a lot of Keralan food, but she'd make biryani, make cabbage thoran from time to time. She'd make a fish or a squid curry. It wasn't until probably about 5 years ago, when I first went to India, that I started researching how to cook South Indian and mainly Keralan food properly.
And your connection with Kerala, your mom is from Kerala. Can you elaborate about your connection with Kerala?
Well, mum moved out to Australia in the 70s with her parents were teachers, so they moved out here. And so I didn't grow up young in a very Indian community. I grew up in kind of suburban Australia and didn't know a lot about India. It was only as I've got older and I've been interested in learning more about the culture of where I'm from that I've... So my mum's family is from Trivandrum. I don't know a lot about my family back in India at the moment. We haven't had a connection since my grandma passed away.
Also, Misha, I also read about your, you know, liking for the egg bonda, which in Kerala. So you used to travel a lot to eat the egg bonda. So can you explain about that and how that inspired your interest in cooking Kerala dishes?
So the egg bonda is a snack that I learned in Wynard. I have a friend, Jerry Phillips, whose family has taught me a lot of what I know about Keralan food. They have a Keralan restaurant in Bangalore, and then they have a guest house in the mountains of Wynard. So when I was there, there's a small tea shop that serves a bunch of different fried foods, egg blonde, coriata, a couple of different types of butter and chai. And so they taught me all of the recipes that they have. So this is my slightly updated version of what they taught me.
Okay. That's quite interesting. But do you serve the egg bonda in the restaurant here?
Yes, we definitely do. I think the things that I probably can't take off the menu would be egg bonda is one of them. It's something that I guess we've become known for. The fish nadan is also something that has had a really amazing response, especially from the people from Kerala. It's something that reminds them of home.
Yeah. Okay, so Misha, you're talking about the Naden fish curry, Naden mean curry from Kerala, right?
Yeah, correct.
Okay, so that's the Naden mean curry, cabbage toran, egg bonda. These items you serve in the pub in Melbourne, okay?
Yes.
And people do like it. Is it the Indian visitors, guests in the restaurant, or the general Australian public? Who likes these kind of Kerala dishes in the pub?
We have a broad range of people who love this food. We have regulars who are Indian, and then we have a whole heap of regulars who are locals to the area. I guess there isn't a huge Indian community in Fitzroy, so a big part of our customer base isn't Indian, but we have a lot of Indians who travel a fair way to eat our food.
I also saw some photos of rice and curries and as you said, cabbage toran with papadams in your... how does that work well in a pub atmosphere? The reason why I'm asking is even in Kerala, you won't find... these items may not be very popular in an alcohol-serving environment. There will be mostly other dishes which are like mostly meat dishes.
So you're talking more about things that are eaten at toddy shops?
Yeah. So that's right.
Your roast and your beef roast.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think that we do have some of those heavier things on the menu, but at the end of the day, people are coming to eat at a restaurant, so it's not the same as, say, a toddy shop in India, where when you go to a toddy shop, you're drinking toddy and you want those rich, fatty foods. People in Australia, I guess, want a more traditional restaurant experience where they get to try an array of different things from the cuisine.
So have you made any kind of a change to the recipes to cater to the Australian palate or the taste?
So probably half of the menu is very traditional and cooked exactly how you would cook Kerala food in Kerala. We had the Kerala Tourism Board over, for example, a couple of months ago, and they were really blown away, and that was very satisfying for me to have people who are from Kerala come and really appreciate the food. And then there's the other half of the menu, which is, I guess, comes from my chef background and is slightly more modernised. Say, for example, we're doing a cucumber salad, which is heirloom tomatoes, cucumber, onions, and that's all tossed in a fermented tomato dressing with fried onions. It's really simple, but it's, I guess, updated from how you would eat it in India.
Misha, your interest for the Kerala food comes obviously from your connection with Kerala, your mother cooking for you Kerala dishes in your younger days, and your visits to Kerala. But will you be introducing other Indian dishes to your menu, or will you be sticking on to the Kerala specialities?
So at the moment, the core of what we do is Keralan food. The latest menu going into summer has a lot of Goan influence on it. There's a pork ham sole. I've done a Goan tongue roast. I find that having options to cook some other cuisines of India allows me to, I guess, cater to an Australian palate and gives me more options. I'm on the way to Calcutta at the moment to learn how to cook Bengali food, Atiti Misra. So there is other influences, and I will draw on other influences. I'll look at doing 2 weeks of Bengali food later in this year. Sure. But at the same time, I'll always mainly be focused on Kerala food.
Regarding the cooking, do you cook all the dishes yourself, or who actually is the chef who prepares all the Kerala food?
So I'm in the kitchen full time. I also work with a really amazing chef, Mia Cody Plum.
Anyway, good luck with your endeavor again.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for speaking and sharing your experiences about preparing Kerala dishes to the Australian people in a pub. Thank you for speaking to SBS Malayalam.
Thank you very much.
Hear more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.